There you go, 839. You know, had I not just happened to mention that garage sale thing, we might have never known that you had a yard sale. You might have just been quiet about that.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I thought it would have been kind of tacky to announce my garage sale on the radio. That would have been sort of taking advantage of my
position.
Of my position, don't you think?
It'd be like mentioning a toy store.
Right, yeah, it wouldn't have been like that. Because, you know, announcing a garage sale, I mean, who knows, I might have, you know, received an invoice from Brian Broadcasting for advertising.
Very true. Right? Now, here's the other thing that we're going to help you with. Folks, in case you don't know, about an hour ago, Tom announced that he's retiring. August the 17th will be his last day on the radio here, and he and Judy are moving away. They're going to Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. You know, pretty much a retirement paradise.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I have thought that many times.
Slightly ahead of Florida.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, anybody can go to, you know, Arizona or, you know, or California or someplace like that.
And what we have decided, since Tom is a friend and been a coworker for 20 years, I've known him for 35 years, we need to help him transition. And earlier, of course, trying to help him make garage sale signs, but he's way ahead of us. This one I know you're not done with. If you're getting ready to move, College Hunks Hauling Junk is the largest employer of college students in the nation. They hire college kids who are working their way through school and willing to do some heavy lifting.
Do they have them both here and Nebraska?
Well,
I certainly don't want to take them on the ride with me.
Well, no, I didn't think you would.
And they might not want to go.
No, that's you're right. You know,
they started in the summer of 2003 as a group of college buddies with a beat-up cargo van needing beer money. Well, I don't know about that part. Anyway, now they are clean-cut, uniformed, and have fleets of trucks, 300 full-time employees, 35 franchises. If you know a college kid looking for work, Hunks is hiring. And, of course, even if they don't have College Hunks Hauling Junk, then, you know, you still – Chase, do you have time to type that in? CollegeHunksHaulingJunk.com?
Sure.
See if they happen
to
have
College Hunks won't put anything on my computer I'd love to take off.
Yeah. And I don't know that I want a college hunk, you know, just, you know, hanging around. Have they got any 30-year-old pot bellies that'll do this?
I think it's sexist. I want college hotties that are hauling junk.
See, you can't be doing that.
No.
See, this just don't try to make it tacky.
It's a franchise.
I know. That's why I say, did they have a location in Bryant, Collegeville, Texas?
Let's see.
And what did come up when you put in college hunks? Anyway?
Well, he put in, he typed the whole thing in there. Yeah, I would think. Anyway.
Oh, big surprise. They're in Dallas.
Oh.
And that's it. Dallas. North, Dallas North / McKinney, and then Frisco.
So I could
Frisco.
So I could haul my stuff to Dallas and they could pick it up there.
Yeah,
right?
No, but what I'm thinking is they're bound to be guys here.
Let's see, sure. Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
You can own the first College Hunks franchise in Nebraska.
That's what
Tom.
You should do. Yeah, that's
hey.
It. Yeah.
So I've got my job line, my retirement job lined up there,
exactly.
And I got my stuff moved.
Yeah.
Because their first order of business will be to move my stuff.
Right. So there, done and done. Okay, just trying to help you out. Yeah. So cab drivers in Chicago are
also own the first one in Oregon, and if it's from the University of Oregon, they'll steal all your stuff.
Now, they didn't say athletes hauling junk.
Athletes?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Did somebody say athletes? Who said anything about athletes?
That's right. athletes.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. May I commend Tom about something?
Okay.
Sure.
Yesterday,
let me record
yesterday,
this.
He did a tremendous job with an independence program at First Baptist Church.
Well, great.
And when he leaves, I don't know, we're going to miss his voice. And he did a great job yesterday, but he always does a good job.
Well, good. Thank you.
We wish him well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun yesterday. First Baptist Brian had a great ceremony with their choir, and I had the honor of being the narrator. So, David Kipp asked me to do that, and it was fun to do.
So, you know, and of course, and then to harken back, you know, there were some milestones in Tom's broadcast career that he missed. For instance, Absorbine Junior had him lined up to do their commercials, but when he
yeah,
went in for
right.
the test read and he said athlete's foot, they were thanks,
I wonder where you were going with that.
Yeah, now Absorbine Senior's even rejected
me. Did you notice that it's not Absorbine Junior anymore? I saw a commercial for it last
what
week.
Is it?
It's just Absorbine now.
Well, because Absorbine Senior died.
Yeah,
maybe.
And he's not a junior anymore. I mean, he can't be.
Well, I don't even know why they called it Absorbine Junior in the first place, though.
I guess Daddy Absorbine wanted nothing to do with the company.
I don't know. If only there were a way. I'm not sure.
That's right.
Anyway.
That stuff smelled good. You know, it smelled kind of green.
Sure.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
whatever
yep.
green smells like, that's what it smelled like.
That's it. Hey, actually, that's witch hazel, I think, that you're smelling in there. But anyhow.
Oh, witch hazel.
Yep. If you got a case of the Mondays, then you are not alone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There you go. All right. If you're not alone, UK's Daily Telegraph reports new research shows most of us won't crack a smile until 11:16 a.m. on the first day of the work week, and probably will produce just 3.5 hours of actual work. Well, speak for yourself. We do all that by 9 o'clock. Well, two of these guys do that by 9 o'clock. Experts say it's due to a little thing called evolution. We feel like part of our tribe once again and need to reconnect around the coffee pot, water cooler, or over lunch. Oh, sure we do. This is a bonding deal. Oh, after the initial bonding is done, people are geared up for a great week by Tuesday.
Oh, what's happening?
This is large news.
Uh-oh. We're making a
in-office
call. Sounded like about 14 digits you dialed.
I think it'll be okay. We'll see.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in
tomorrow. Good
morning,
Brian. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, we need to talk to Mr. Downs if he's available.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw him roaming the halls.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I think this is big news right here that... maybe he can.
Oh, yep. She just had to do the all page for him.
I did.
He was going down
wandering halls or something like that.
He was headed to sales.
You think? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. At 8:30, can you imagine that?
At 8:45 on a Monday, he'll be sadly disappointed. Yes. Hello.
Do I have time to run down to the studio?
Oh, sure, you can do that. I'll take a phone
right
call.
There.
Okay, very good.
Ooh, run.
Right. I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, there used to be an Absorbine Senior. And it was horse liniment.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, and Absorbine Junior was just a milder version of it.
Got it. Thank you so much. All right, that answers the question. See, we have.
So I guess if you had a really bad case, you could have just used Absorbine Senior.
Yeah. That's well, right. I don't know about that. I've had something it wasn't good for.
Might give you a hankering for a sugar cube.
Could be that. That's put a feed bag on, something like that. Make you listen to Cher's greatest hits. I mean, I'm not sure.
Watch
any
Julia
of those
Roberts
things.
Movie.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That could happen. So anyway, yeah.
Well, we could take anything anywhere, can't we?
And who among us hadn't had a hankering for a sugar cube?
A sugar cube?
Oh, yeah.
It's Ben Downs, the general manager. Tom's leaving.
I've never walked in on a conversation.
No,
and
never
wondered ever. What was going on. No, not me. So what's up with Tom?
Well, nothing. He's leaving. Yeah, but
Tom's leaving.
Yeah,
he's beginning his official political campaign.
Yeah,
that's right.
We've decided he may become mayor of some city in Nebraska. What did you do to the microphone?
I don't know. Somebody's screwing around with the gear here.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's because Bill Oliver's terrorizing him with his questions.
Somebody
he scares him.
Somebody ripped the shock. Loose
actually, that was Sokol. Did you hear Sokol on Friday?
I heard that little bit of attitude that you got. Yeah. And imagine that attitude in this studio.
Golly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So,
unheard
of. Tom, you're leaving. When you get off the air, and we were thinking about making this a double split shift, you know, so that you have to come in at noon just on the last on the last 6 or 7 weeks of the thing.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
right.
Are you getting directly into the adventure of moving and heading up to Nebraska?
Actually, we will come August 17th.
You're going to tape your last new sportscast, aren't you?
You're going to tape it.
You think?
Guess what? We may not play it. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
No, actually, that's not true. I'll
that Tom Turby, the only impersonator we've used all these years.
Yeah.
No, I'll be here live for that afternoon on the 17th.
We're holding you to that.
No, I will. You can hold me to it. I will. We'll take off on the morning of the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
We were going to, I've been kind of working on venues for your farewell reception, and I was really disturbed to discover the Red Lion has been closed for a number of years.
Yeah.
There are some old people out there that are laughing at that.
That's right. They sure are. Yes, indeed.
Try the ballroom at the Plaza. I hear it's divine.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, pick up some old bricks.
Anyway, and we'll be helping him. We tried to help him with his garage sale, found out he'd already had that over the weekend. Now we found some college guys who could maybe move his stuff for him. But now we turn our attention to you, Mr. Downs, an opportunity for us to help you become a better general manager.
as hard as that may be to
can you imagine
possible? Does this, well, I'm not going to have to give up my naps, am I?
No, this is a report from the Daily Telegraph.
And bear in mind, this is coming from Scott.
That's right, in the UK.
At your business, Scott, do you have ice cream in a freezer for your employees?
You know, I don't. Nor
summer?
Do I. No. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I have. Yeah.
Do you even have free coffee?
Yeah.
Or do you, no? You do not. You have a. I bet coffee. You have a little cup.
There's a jar there.
I, in fact, have a lady who cooks regularly for my workers. She bakes
really?
For them regularly.
Really?
She does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. She makes treats for them. She makes birthday cakes.
Makes up for the crappy pay.
That's right. Just having to work for me. Yeah,
And no ice cream.
And no ice cream.
Well, we have a lot of women employees, and that the ice cream is going, you know, that's pretty popular up here.
Yeah, it is.
You're getting the story there, Scott.
No, it is.
your turn, Scott.
Do you know where the ice cream box is, Scott?
I do. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, I must make a must make a confession. I actually was here Saturday, and I had a mini ice cream sandwich.
You did?
In there.
Well, yeah, that's right. Did you bust a tooth?
No.
You know, we've had an employee break a tooth on the ice cream.
Who broke a tooth?
Krista.
Oh, my God.
She broke a tooth?
Yes.
Yeah. So now when she's talking to Chip, she says, oh, yep.
That sounds like an FCC fine.
Has she been eating mush all her life? I mean, it's just ice cream.
She bit into ice cream.
Hey,
it was really cold, and she broke a tooth. Wow.
This ice box works, baby. I mean, really. I
was
mean,
this it, last week or...
a week and a half ago?
What did Krista say? I know it's safe for the radio.
Oh, drat. Mr. Downs, I broke a tooth.
What's the name of Mondale? Where's she from?
Monahan?
Miniola.
Miniola.
See, I knew it was one of those. Anyway. Oh.
Mondale?
Howdy, Kamu.
It's Lindale is the town that's near there.
Was your bit that
you wanted to talk about?
I apologize.
Okay.
Go ahead.
God, as if we can't get off subject by ourselves.
Everybody, listen to what Scott has to say.
Well, they've already heard it. That's why we called you in.
Oh.
Daily Telegraph reports new research shows that most people won't crack a smile until 11:16 a.m. the first day of work, and probably only produce 3.5 hours of actual work that day. It's part of our evolution, Ben. They feel that our tribe must once again reconnect every day, be it around the coffee pot, the water cooler, or over lunch. And after that initial bonding is done, people are geared up for a great week by Tuesday. So do we need to do something to jumpstart things on Monday so that they're not sluggish and they're ready to get out and be productive from moment one?
I blame Obamacare. That's just wrong.
What's wrong?
Well, for one thing, everybody's working lines up and down the hall, you know, saying, hey, did you know what happened? Hey, guess what? So, and some of them work, not many. I don't think that's right.
No.
That reconnecting with the tribe business, while couched in New Age drivel, I can see it because I was down the hall pretending to listen to how everyone's weekend went just a moment ago.
Trying to act interested.
And I could see some of that, but I think because of the fact that we start so early here, and by we, I mean you guys start so early here, that it kind of gives us a
lunchtime.
Leg up on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Think so? Because we're just oozing energy.
I just can't imagine a place.
It's because we greet them with such an effervescent personality.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah, every day.
Hi, Scott, shut up.
Yeah, if you just ask him to come by the studio every morning.
Who was in there
for
taping
a pep
you,
talk.
Tom?
Yeah.
Who was taping you for the farewell? Was that a farewell address?
The news director over at KBTX heard the announcement and sent a young cameraman over, so that was nice.
Now, wait a minute. So, have we had breaking news already? And we're getting wow.
How did we didn't even know it.
Did they elbow those people off that morning show to put this on? Wow.
They sent one of their morning producers over.
Who gets up
even earlier than we do. He gets up at 2 in the morning, so.
He was falling asleep leaning against the door frame waiting for you to finish.
That's right. Who's this? Tom Turbeman? Where am I going?
Who's Tim Turbyville?
And I got to tell you, we need to go discuss you know, him getting right straight back here with Stephanie the security kitten up front.
Oh, that's right.
Because,
that's,
you know, somebody walks in with a camera and says, I'm here to record. I mean, what if it had been 60 minutes?
Yeah, really. Then look where we're
going. Ghost of Mike Wallace.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on now. Down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Now is the time to get your pets up to date with vaccinations and a checkup. Choose Love and Care Animal Clinic, offering quality veterinary medicine at affordable prices. Your pet is a part of your family, so you need to make sure they receive the best medical care possible. Your pet needs comprehensive medical and preventive care at state-of-the-art facilities. Your pet deserves Love and Care Animal Clinic, keeping your pets happy, healthy, and pampered. Call Love and Care at 846-8716 to book your next appointment.
Taking better care of your body is something that requires concentration. It's something that requires focus. It's something that requires commitment. And a lot of times when you start off on a program, maybe you start off strong, but then you can't keep it up. You can't keep that commitment up. That's one reason why I choose to go to Super Slow Zone. I'm Chase Murphy. Super Slow is something I've been doing for, gosh, almost 10 years now. And the reason why I go, because for me, I can talk myself out of just about anything. But with Super Slow Zone, it is a personal appointment you keep. It's an appointment that you make, just like going to the doctor. You make an appointment with your one-on-one counselor. It is just you and that personal fitness counselor at Super Slow Zone, and they can make sure that you take better care of yourself physically. It's a specially designed program to tone your muscles up, just to help take better care of your body. You will feel better if you go to Super Slow Zone. Call today for a free consultation at Super Slow Zone, 693-6100, 693-6100.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school.
Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new Dodge Quad Cab from Team Dodge starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or a Chrysler 200 for $199 a month. And we've got 0% interest for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
So let's say that you're a cab driver, okay? It's a couple of minutes before 9 o'clock.
That's what Tom's doing?
Yes, Tom will be driving a cab in Nebraska.
That's right.
Yeah, the
awesome.
Cab. The cab.
That's
okay.
Right. They are hiring campus bus drivers at NU, so, you know, so...
Hey, Tom,
uh-huh.
It freezes up there, okay, pal?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I want a fishtail of bus.
Wait, just, hey, man, did you ride on that bus that old man today?
That's not how they talk, Scott.
No, I know it's not. Anyway.
Pretty certain of that.
Cab drivers in Chicago are now authorized to charge passengers extra if they puke in their cabs.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a weight thing.
No. $50. $50. According to RedEyeChicago.com, a spokesperson for the city of Chicago says it's about empowering the driver to say there's a consequence to puking all over their cabs. But it turns out that this is still cheaper than other cities. If you upchuck in Savannah, it'll cost you $75. And by golly, if you throw up
now,
in Austin...
That's a country song right there.
If you throw up in Austin, it's a C-note, pal.
No kidding.
It's a C-note. which ought to be because it's Austin. And, you know, everything is perfect and beautiful in Austin. And you can't have people throwing up in the cabs because everything's perfect and beautiful in Austin. So that's why it cost you $100 if you throw up in there. I'm just saying, just so you remember that. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. Let me see. Yeah, it's loading.
It is.
Oh, you know what? Today was a big day.
What was it?
Today was July the 2nd.
It still
today
is.
Was the day that John Adams said,
we give me liberty or give me death.
No, he said, we need to celebrate. And this celebration will go from coast to coast till the end of time. But he was talking about today. He was talking about July the 2nd, not July the 4th. So, just saying. Some people believe that a UFO crashed near Roswell, New Mexico on this date in 1947. Rest is history. And Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964.